What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take this morning's look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Ministry of Health reported on Wednesday that in the last 24 hours there have been no deaths from COVID-19. The report from the Epidemiological Department highlights that to date the total number of deaths from the respiratory virus is 8,172. Regarding the new infections, the Ministry detailed that 253 are reported, 6,250 tests were applied, returning a positivity of 4%. There are 2,000 active cases, of which 1,924 are in home isolation and 76 are hospitalised. Those in isolation, they're divided into 1,909 at home and 15 in the so-called hospital hotels. Those hospitalised, we have 69 patients in the wards and 7 patients in the intensive care unit. As of this date, the national government authorises through Executive Decree No. 44 of the 6th of April the holding of craft, cultural, agricultural and commercial fairs with inns, as well as dance events, disco, events of live music and cantadres. The decree, which bears the signature of President Laurentino Cortizo and the Minister of Health in charge, Yvette Berriot, indicates that during these events, all biosecurity measures ordered by the COVID-19 pandemic must be complied with. The decree that is already in the official gazette also establishes that the QR code or vaccination card with a complete scheme must be presented at the entrances of these events to comply with biosecurity measures such as the use of masks, hygiene, frequent hand washing and physical distancing. It adds that parades of carts, allegorical cars, bands and the like are also allowed, with delegations limited to 50 people, who must comply with the due distance between one delegation and another, keeping self-care measures such as the use of masks, etc. In its Article 3, the decree also states that all these activities must comply with the provisions of Executive Decree 852 of September of 2021, which establishes the capacity allowed for crowded activities, and Executive Decree 37 of 2020 on the correct use of masks in open spaces. The Ministry of Health, together with the security forces, will ensure compliance with the established measures. José Alberto Álvarez, president of the Partido Alternativa Independiente Social, known as PAIS, P-A-I-S, on behalf of his group, filed a criminal complaint in the public ministry against the magistrates of the electoral court, Heriberto Arús and Alfredo Juncker, on the morning of this Wednesday. Álvarez declared upon his arrival at the public ministry that Arús and Juncker issued a ruling in which they exceeded the constitutional and legal limits assigned to them. In a complaint, Álvarez requests that the magistrates of the tribunal be removed from their positions while the investigations are carried out. Between the Supreme Court of Justice and the public ministry, 4 complaints have been filed against the decision of the majority of the plenary session of the Tribunal Electoral, which maintained the criminal electoral jurisdiction and recognised an alleged principle of speciality in favour of the former President of the Republic, Ricardo Martinelli. The lifting of the jurisdiction had been requested by the third criminal judge, Maloisa Martinez, so that Martinelli faces the accusation for the alleged crime of money laundering in the Odebrecht and New Business cases. There is no doubt whatsoever that the two magistrates exceeded the limits assigned to them by the Constitution and the law, which we ask the Attorney General, Javier Caraballo, to refer to the Supreme Court of Justice so that they can be removed from their positions. According to Álvarez, they support their complaint with 7 pieces of evidence and recall that in Panama justice is divided between jurisdictions. He added that the resolution of the Tribunal Electoral and the rescue to vote to will be presented as evidence. They say that the court had not ruled on aspects of jurisdiction regarding the speciality principle, but we have recent jurisprudence that the courts have ruled on that principle, he recalled. That jurisprudence says that it is the ordinary courts of our country that can rule on this issue, it is not the Tribunal Electoral. According to Alvarez, Juncker and Aruz committed the alleged crimes of abuse of authority and excess of functions. There is an accepted principle that says that the official can only do what the law allows. If he goes beyond, he is in excess of his competence. The Electoral Court denied a request from the Realizing Goals Party, the RM party, that sought to modify the electoral calendar of the group and thus establish a new date for the internal elections to choose the authorities of the Secretariats of Women and of the Youth. Well, the RM elections are scheduled for the 24th of April. If the calendar is changed with its respective new date, this, at the same time, would extend the criminal electoral jurisdiction to former President Ricardo Martinelli due to his condition as president of the RM. Well, Article 260 of the Electoral Code says that the jurisdiction enters into force from the beginning of the campaign period and until the last proclamation of the event is executed. In a resolution of the 22nd of March, the Tribunal Electoral Magistrates Heriberto Aruz and Alfredo Juncker decided, as we know, to maintain that legal protection for the former president, alleging that he is protected by the principle of speciality, and consequently this prevents his prosecution in the new business cases and Odebrecht. According to the Tribunal Electoral, on the 29th of March, the president and legal representative of the RM, this is Martinelli, sent a document to the Electoral Organization Directorate for approval to modify the calendar and the regulations of the elections. According to Resolution 71 of last April the 4th, issued by the Electoral Organization Directorate, Martinelli alleged that they have not been able to comply with the calendar due to inconveniences in appointing polling station representatives and observers. He also mentioned the need to carry out a redistribution of voting centres and tables due to an increase in the number of voters. But the director of the electoral organisation, Osman Valdez, denied the petition, arguing, among other things, that the RM electoral calendar was approved on January the 17th and published in an electoral bulletin for 3 days, so that any adherent could challenge. But nobody did. The Public Ministry reported on Wednesday that thanks to the coordinated work with the National Police, they have been able to advance in the investigations of 7 homicides registered during the first months of 2022 and in 3 cases of disappearances of 3 women in the province of Chiriquí. Luis Martinez, first superior prosecutor of Chiriquí, said that they have apprehended the alleged perpetrators of these crimes, as in the case of the missing women. In January, a homicide was registered in February. No case was registered in March. There were 5 cases of homicides in April, another case, explained prosecutor Martinez. He revealed that thanks to the immediate and intelligent work of the National Police, progress is being made in the investigations. After finding the body of Stephanie Rodriguez in a lonely place in the Corregimiento de Las Lomas, the Institute of Legal Medicine and Forensic Science will be applying specialized scientific tests to the remains in order to determine the causes of her death. Meanwhile, friends and family will be demonstrating in the vicinity of the Sagrada Familia Church in David so that the full weight of the law is applied to the alleged perpetrator of the act. For this case, Ahmed Hisham Ahmed is detained since the authorities have evidence that determines that the young woman got into the suspect's vehicle in a commercial plaza in David. Digicel Panama. They have requested yesterday its voluntary liquidation before the Civil Courts of Justice, the company informed through a press release. According to the telecommunications company, the decision was made to close operations as a result of the approval of the merger of Cable and Wireless Panama and Claro Panama, a decision that represents the end of free competition for the telecommunications market in the country. The company reported that it will continue to provide its services on a regular basis to its clients until the legal process that formalizes its exit from Panamanian market, where it began operations 14 years ago, is completed. The approval of the merger without considering the appropriate remedies for the remaining operators eliminates free competition and puts Digicel Panama SA at a disadvantage compared to the rules that existed when it entered the market in 2008. Last March, the Authority for Consumer Protection and Defence of Competition, ACODECO, granted a favourable opinion conditional on the economic concentration operation between Cable and Wireless Panama and Claro Panama. With this, a fundamental stage of the transaction announced in September of 2021 was fulfilled when Liberty Latin America Limited revealed that its subsidiary, CWP, agreed to acquire America Movil SAB de CV in Panama. That's Claro. Digicel, for its part, reiterated that the approval of the merger represents a conflict of interest from their point of view. The government acted as a judge and a party by allowing the merged companies to control 50% or 56% of the market. CWP is 49% owned by Liberty Latin America. Another 49% shares is held by the Panamanian state and the remaining 2% by employees. In October 2021, Digicel filed a complaint with ACODECO for alleged illegal market concentration after the agreement by which CWP acquires the Claro Panama company. At that time, CWP explained that despite the transaction, three operators, Digicel, Tigo, and CWP, would remain in the Panamanian market. Very respectable, and surely all will continue to invest in networks, in products and services tailored to the customer's needs, and with very competitive offers for all. Well, customers will have the possibility to choose the operator that offers them the best and at the best price. With the announcement of Digicel's withdrawal, the only two operators remaining would be CWP and Tigo. Fuel prices. Well, they're going to register a new increase starting on Friday, 8th of April. Then the cost of low-sulfur diesel, that's going to exceed the price of gasoline, the National Energy Secretariat confirmed on Wednesday. It was reported that low-sulfur diesel will reflect an increase of 8 cents per litre and 30 cents per gallon. According to the report from the energy authorities, a litre of diesel will be priced at $1.22 per litre and $4.62 per gallon. The two gasolines will register an increase of 2 cents per litre and 7 cents per gallon. With the new prices, a litre of 95-octane gasoline will cost $1.21 and a gallon will be priced at $4.58. Meanwhile, 91-octane gasoline will be sold at $1.17 per litre and the cost per gallon will be $4.42. The new fuel prices will take effect from 6 a.m. this Friday, the 8th of April, and will remain until 5:59 a.m. on the 22nd of April. The National Secretary of Energy stressed that the tensions in the international markets continue to be reflected in the price of fuel. The barrel of WTI, the reference crude oil in Panama, continues at historically high levels, and that pushes up the prices of gasoline and diesel. And on that, there we go. That's a look. That's some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you this morning on The Breakfast Show.